There's this moment when you're working on a piece where it goes from being an idea to something that you've made. It's kind of speaking back to you and you realize, holy shit, this just came out of nowhere. And that's kind of like a magical moment. I think where I get most of my passion from to continue doing it as well is just whenever those moments happen, it makes you realize that you are doing something very special.
From Amaya FM, I'm Chirag, and you're listening to the behind-the-scenes series of our show, Tales of the Trade. During various concept meetings with our producer, Gaia, whom you heard in the last episode, we talked about building the show's identity. And one aspect of that was giving the show its own unique sonic identity. So on this episode, I'm going to be talking with the show's composer and trying to understand how he took the themes and motifs we talked about for the show to compose the music you're listening to behind my voice right now.
So my name is Rainer Erlings. Been in Dubai for about 10 years now. I've always been very musical. Like, I've grown up in a musical house. I've always played in bands, played piano, played guitar. So I think music was just always in my system. I was just always worried about whether I'd be able to make a profession out of this, and decided to do the safe thing and kind of go down the route of doing business school and things like that before really committing to what I'm doing now. And started off working mainly as a music producer at a recording studio here, working with a lot of acts and artists from the region, also a lot of international artists that would come to Dubai for tours. I started to transition into doing music for advertising until it reached the point where I started doing that more or less full time. When you produce music, you kind of work on other people's songs and kind of bring them to life. When you compose music, you actually create the music and produce it and record it and all that. So it's good to have those skills anyway. At the moment, I would call myself a media composer. I compose music for all different types of media, including podcasts now.
Yeah, including podcasts now. Why is it that like music can help, you know, complement the story? What gives it that additional touch?
If you meet someone in real life, especially if it's someone you know or someone you have a history with, or if it's a loved one or someone that you're, you know, chasing or whatever, like a love scene, besides the things that you physically say to that person, there's a lot of unspoken things, there's a lot of tensions, there's a lot of emotions there based on your backstory that you just know, you feel it, you feel the chemistry there. When you film someone doing that and you watch it back on a screen, all of that is lost to the audience. And all those additional emotions and anything that is not the dialogue has to come from the music. So the music sets the tone, it builds the tension, it lets the audience know in a very subtle way, like, oh, this is going to go well, or it's going to go bad, or there's something's about to happen, or they're in love now, or they hate each other, whatever it is. With the expressions and what they say, you understand it. But with the music, you feel it. If you ever try to watch a movie without music by putting the thing on mute and just reading the subtitles, like, you lose 80% of the context of the film and the emotions behind the film.
Yeah, and then when you contrast that, because we're talking about like sort of TV and movies, yeah, or something on a screen, but then like tying that to like a podcast where actually the visual element is now taken out. So you have the voice, you have the tone and the tenor. And
it serves so many purposes in a podcast or in a film or a TV thing. It kind of paces the audience along to let them know like something's about to happen, or something's, you know, this is going to take a while, or, you know, hold on. If a scene is feeling a bit long, like the music can start to like swoop in there, build a bit of tension, and then transition to another scene. It's all about like guiding the audience on a journey and having them feel the right things at the right time.
Talk me through that initial process for you when you were creating it. Sort of what were you drawing from, and in terms of creating and the sounds, and how you related that to what you eventually composed.
So when I first met with you and Guy, the two of you described the show to me and said that it would be about all sorts of entrepreneurs or anyone doing something interesting here who has a story to tell about building something. Seeing the logo ideas floating around and some of the general branding ideas, I immediately got a sense of kind of like an old worldly voyage. Like a time, like I think words like the spice route came up, or the silk route. Ships would sail from one continent to the other, and it was kind of like long journeys, and people had stories to tell, and a lot of it was verbal stories, like people would pick up something in one country and then tell it in another country. So it was all about, I think, time and a long voyage, a sense of nostalgia and history. Then I started to think about, you know, ships and the sea, and how, you know, there's waves listening to the first few episodes that you had already recorded, it seemed to kind of also mirror the journey a ship goes through, up and down waves until they reach a destination. So do entrepreneurs go up and down. So that was just something that I had in the back of my mind when I started to compose. And that led to a piece of music that very much follows kind of like a wave-like motion, where it's up and down and up and down, and notes ascend and descend. But it ultimately ends in like a very positive note, because, you know, for the majority of the cases, it is a success story, which is why you're interviewing them, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of like the basics behind it. Like, I would say it's a piece of music that represents trade. It represents a bit of historic trade, and it represents the up and downs that an entrepreneur will face in his or her journey to success.
So our next step then was to sort of do the next layer of it, which is to say, okay, now let's capture more of the emotions and spread the range, you know, across that.
So once we had a general theme done that everyone was happy with, that was kind of represented the show and would be kind of the backbone of the show and would be used, you know, throughout, you want to create kind of special pieces that you can use for very particular moments. So you have like a pensive theme when people are thinking about something, you're not quite sure if the story is going to swing towards something really negative or something really positive. You have obviously sad music if someone's going through a hard time in their story. And you have music that is a bit more uplifting, and I would say more of a build up towards something big, like a big reveal.
We are talking about the entrepreneurial journey. We're talking about how we want to take that journey and tell that story. But that story is coming from a struggle, a challenge, you know, something like that, and then also a some level of success. And sometimes that success could have come out of massive failure, as some of the episodes indicate, like where, you know, they had to actually shut down before they could even think about coming back again. And then others where there are, you know, there's mini challenges that every entrepreneur has to go through to create.
It's not even so much about the actual business, it's about the story and how they got there. That's the part that people will be inspired by, I think. Each podcast is kind of like a film, and that's how I saw it as well, and that's how I made the music as well, that you introduce your character, that character has a dream, and to get there, that character has to cross a series of obstacles and face a bunch of challenges, and it gets hard, and things go, you know, against him or her, and then eventually he or she rises above all of that and reaches their goal. If it was just someone had a vision, and the next day everything went great and they achieved it, it wouldn't be much of a story. Which is why I didn't like Ocean's 8. But that's a side note.
So I had a chance to listen to, obviously, the updated. There were a couple of things that I really want to point out. So the opener of the happy theme. I think it's funny, because both of the things that I'm about to point out, I think the reason I like them a lot is because they had enough of a deviation from the main theme, while still keeping the same...
Being in the same... area.
Yeah. And I think that's why it just connected really well with me, because I'm like, yeah, I can hear that and still feel it, and I thought it was really great.
We're obviously so deeply involved in this. We hear this hundreds of times, so to us, we can instantly tell that things are the same. For people like subscribing to the show, it's going to take some time for them to identify this music strongly with the brand, but then once it's there, it's going to be firmly like in their minds, and it's going to be part of the identity of the brand. So you want the music to be not exactly the same, but also not too dissimilar, so that they will instantly, no matter at what point they listen, they'll know, oh yeah, this is all part of the same show.
I've never really been part of the music creation process before. Like most people, I love music, but I always listen to a finished product. So watching this process happen, seeing this music get created literally from scratch, helped me understand what Rainer was talking about earlier, about that magical moment. There's also been a heck of a lot to learn, including getting my terminology right. You see something that's titled like Sad String, right? And then you play it.
Sting, by the way.
So the sting is... So you explain the difference to me, because I'm... what do you call a sting?
Sting is kind of like a little piece of music, like a two-second thing to kind of have a transition. The string is nothing. That's
the string
just
is the string, the instrument. Yeah. I think that the sound that goes like... Any kind of sound that's like... high to low, like instantly, where it's almost like a tap on the shoulder, like ting, hello, which comes back to us, you know, when we talk about music and how it does stuff, was I didn't know I wanted to interrupt her there. But I heard that, like I heard this thing, and I'm like, I know what I'm going to do with this. I need to use it in a way as a way of interrupting that like, rather than being like, I need to hunt for music that fits this gap. Yeah, so I just thought that was like that came
out awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I guess you could use it for many different moments.
But I want to create an artificial gap because I want there to be a little suspense or whatever. And then sort of bringing music in that
moment. It's perfect
moment,
for those
right?
kind of transitions to pay attention. This is important.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Highlight a certain section. Yeah.
What I made you hear, which is like I played it, I think, against the intro of, I think it was the Frying Pan episode, right? Yeah. The one I sent you with the new music, yeah. So what I had done there, which I had kind of forgotten that I'd done that. But so I heard it sounded really good. I sent it to you and I was like, hey, you know, this kind of fits really well. But then I went back and realized what I had done is actually like I did the intro and then as the voiceover is happening, I actually cut and placed it again because I had to extend it to fit the ending, to hit the ending. Like maybe we can extend that?
We can make that just twice as long. You have to, because it has to hit on the bar of the music. You can't just cut it randomly and put this thing. People will feel it's abrupt. So we can maybe make one that is twice as long and one that is maybe one and a half times as long. And then if you have some options. So if you have a very long thing that you need to put that stuff in there, then you'll have a longer option to go with.
Okay,
otherwise,
that's perfect.
You'll have a medium
one. That should work. Okay, that's great. Tales of the Trade is a show about our region's pioneers and the stories behind the ideas they brought to life. We are produced by Gaia. And as you've heard in this episode, music for our show is composed by Reiner Erlings. You can find out more and leave us a comment by visiting talesofthe.trade/BTS2, and you can also listen to us in any podcast player. I can't wait to share this upcoming season with you. It won't sound strong enough, you mean?
Yeah, it won't sound strong enough because the violin needs to work with the chords. So we need to have some of those in there too. But we won't have that.
Yeah, so maybe like lowered or whatever.
We'll just change that part.